The new chair of the board, Charlotte Hazlett, said it was a new day for the agency, known as Hackam.
On behalf of this commission, we apologize to the people.
At the meeting, residents learned that almost $3 million in voucher program funds had been diverted for years to pay salaries in Hackam's corporate office. Ken Barbeau is Hackam's interim executive director. He says the previous leadership did that when construction expenditures got too high during the COVID pandemic.
We could have tried to cut back and scale back what we were building and what we were doing. Instead, we moved forward. We incurred the costs.
More than 20 people in Hackam's central office were recently laid off to cut costs. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.